In it comes Cesar, thought about coming, headed down by Welbeck, and nodded in. Johnny Evans gets his third goal of the season, and now United are back in it. In it comes, Giggs nods it on, could drop anywhere, Chicharito is there, Chicharito, Evans! He scores every week, this lad. It's Johnny Evans again. He scored home and away against Newcastle, and it's 1-1.
Welcome to a very special Red Voices, the official Manchester United podcast. I'm Helen McConnell, and this week I'm joined by Johnny Evans, Adam Marshall and Ben Hibbs. Coming up in today's show, we hear from the man himself after a difficult week for the Reds. We look ahead to this weekend's Barclays Premier League fixture against Reading. We get to know Johnny Evans with our this or that trivia. And finally, the Northern Irishman answers fans' questions. Okay, so firstly, Johnny, the FA Cup, of course, was 2-2 at the weekend. Has it been difficult to raise the morale in the changing room after that?
No, we had a couple of days off. I think after the game, the manager decided to give us an extra day or so rest. So we've come in today and just got our legs going again, really, and it wasn't too hard out there on the training pitch.
Do you think it was fair to say, all of you, that it was a game of two halves?
I think so. I mean, we were excellent at the start, weren't we? I thought we were going to get three or four, to be honest, the way we were playing at the start of the game. And Chelsea looked like, you know, they were a bit spent, and you're thinking they played on Thursday night, they were going to tire. But I guess they turned it round, didn't they? They made a decent substitution when Hazard came on. And in the end, I think we're not fortunate, but relieved to still be in the draw. I think that's what I would take away from it. The save from De Gea at the end was brilliant, and it's great to still be in the cup, really.
Yeah, I think sometimes we think that the footballers are just, you know, you're kind of like robots and you just get through all these games and it doesn't affect you. I think maybe the emotion of Tuesday night against Real Madrid, maybe that had a bit of an impact on the players. The manager certainly said that, but did you think that, Johnny?
Yeah, I think, obviously I didn't play in the game, so I wasn't feeling the physical tiredness, but even during the game, the Chelsea game, I did feel tired. I felt a bit drained, you know, in the second half. And like you say, I think, you know, it's the mental side of it that drains you a lot, and I think, you know, there's a lot of emotions during the week, and you know, it's just trying to switch off from that and really get yourself prepared for the game. And I think, you know, being at Manchester United, a lot of the times it is preparing yourself mentally for every game, because you know you've got to be at the top of your performance. You can't let your standards slip, and I think that's what caught us out a bit at the weekend. You know, we got off to a great start, but it was the second half where, you know, the mentally drained side of us sort of, you know, showed.
Do you think it was like a major positive to get through that sort of end to the game and you're still in the FA Cup?
Yeah, obviously, you know, probably coming out of the game with a draw was probably the best result for us in the end, because, you know, like we say, we're still in the FA Cup. It wasn't a league game. We've got the replay coming up. You know, yeah, we're just glad to still be in the Cup, and obviously David De Gea has made a great save in the last couple of minutes, which I suppose you can say, you know, keeps us in the tie.
I was actually just going to mention David De Gea there, and he's obviously came past a bit of criticism, especially when he first started, but do you think that's starting to go now?
I think, obviously, he's been playing every single game since, I think it was the City game, the away game there. I think he's played every game since then, and I think that, you know, the consistency that he's had, you know, it's kind of allowed him to, you know, grow into that position and, you know, realise that he is going to be playing every week and he's got to be ready. And I think that's given that bit of a responsibility where, you know, he's actually stepped up to the mark, and, you know, he's only going to get better and better as the years go on as well.
And he has, of course, come in for a bit of bad press that I mentioned. Does that make you more determined as a player? How difficult is it?
I think for a while, you know, it does get it can affect you. It's just how long you let it deal with you and whether you've got the fight to really come back and, you know, say, oh, I'm going to let this affect me and just, you know, shy away from it, or you're going to do something about it. And, you know, I think you can see that with David. You know, he's trying to do something about it. He hasn't let it get to him, and his performances have showed that.
It seems like the sort of character of being a United player, you need to have that anyway to be able to cope with the sort of the press focus and, you know, all that sort of attention being on you. You need to have that character to be able to play. It's not just ability, is it?
You do. I mean, coming in from the youth team, you wouldn't be in the first team, you know, from a personal point of view, and there's been a lot of players come through the youth team here. The manager wouldn't have you in the first team if you didn't have that about you in the first place. And I think that when he's signing players, that's obviously a big thing that he looks at, the character. He knows every single thing about them. And I think quite a lot of the time, no matter what the ability the player has, he'll always look at their character and find out a lot about them before he signs them.
I think we'd rather the players didn't read the press sometimes, Johnny, to be honest. I mean, they flip-flop so quickly. I mean, we were talking about Raphael the other day. He was brilliant against Everton, then one half against Real, and everyone was panning him. I think we'd hope that the players don't read some of the press. It doesn't really give a fair reflection of what everyone thinks.
Yeah, I mean, myself personally, I don't read the press, really. I've learned over the years that, you know, it was kind of a similar situation. I had a couple of good seasons when I came into the first team, and after a couple of games where that wasn't up to my usual standard, and, you know, I was getting slated, so I was able to realise, you know, what's the point of reading this stuff, and just go out and play my football. And at the end of the day, if the manager thinks you're good enough to play in the first team, then that's all you should need, really.
So if United progress in the FA Cup, a mouthwatering tie against Manchester City will be set up, and two derbies in 2 weeks. How are you looking forward to that?
Yeah, well, this is the, like they say, as they always say, the business end of the season, I suppose. And, you know, we want to make sure we get to the semi-final first and foremost, win the semi-final and get to the final, and obviously win a great position in the league. We want to make sure that we don't give City any sniff of getting back in, you know, closing the gap on us. So, you know, it's an important couple of weeks, but like I've said before, being at this club, you have that experience and that sort of pressure on you. So that's something you should be able to deal with.
I think City are starting to play quite well, aren't they? I mean, I guess we're aware that they're starting to pick up. Tevez is starting to score a few goals. So I guess that's good in a way for us. Is it, do you think that gives us an extra G up to keep going, really?
Yeah, I mean, I think obviously, you know, we've got the pressure from City. You know, we've got the game coming up against them, which is not too far away. And I think also, you know, when we drew the game against Chelsea the other day, I kind of thought, you know, it's obviously disappointing to draw the game, but it might not be a bad thing for us in a way. You know, sometimes, you know, with the big squad we've got here and the game's coming thick and fast, it's always suited us in the past. I think when we've had games that, you know, one or two games a week, it's always kind of, you know, been to the benefit of the manager, you know, because he can rotate the squad and keep everyone involved. And, you know, I think the manager in that respect, you know, he won't be worrying about the fixture list too much, really.
Especially with no Europe now, of course, is there. So, I mean, that's... Gives
exactly. It might have been a bit more of a concern if we were still in the European Cup. You know, he might have been a bit more worried then, but, you know, it may not be a bad thing for us, really.
Ben, only 9 games left in the Premier League. How would you assess the season so far?
I was just going to say that it seems like sort of halfway through the season, we had a lot of goals earlier on in the season. Some of the games were fantastic to watch, loads of drama and stuff like that. It seems since the turn of the year, especially, we've had, it's like a switch has been flipped and we've been, performance has been a lot more sort of professional and, like, you know, keeping it tied down defensively, and we just seem to be sort of ticking off these games. Have you noticed that yourself, or getting through those games?
It was very similar to last season as well. We did the same sort of thing, and I think it was around about the Christmas period as well, where we just sort of managed to, you know, like you say, just flick on a switch, and that is kind of a strange thing to say that, because people may not understand that, but like you say, it's the mental side of the game that, you know, you need the change. And I think, you know, we realised after a while, we thought, well, we don't want to go through that again, really. We had the Newcastle game over the Christmas period where, you know, unbelievable, I'm sure, to watch, but it wasn't enjoyable to be involved in. It was enjoyable once we, you know, obviously we got the result, but we realised that we didn't want to be doing that, you know, having those type of results anymore, and we just wanted to make sure that we won our games and we're comfortable in our games, and, you know, managing to keep our energy instead of having to chase for right to the last minute to get the goal.
That's what it feels like with someone like Ryan Giggs, who's come good, especially this time of the season, but he's really sort of timed his form for this time of the season. I think that probably comes down to experience, doesn't it? He knows that that's the time you need to sort of be really putting in those performances.
Yeah, I think with Giggs as well, I've seen it with him. You know, maybe at the start of the season he wasn't playing, like he didn't seem bothered, you know, because he knew that it'd probably take him a while to get going, and when the big games came, he knew that the manager would need him. So that's where his experience comes in terms of, you know, he wants to be involved in the big games, and he knows that, you know, just to sort of save himself for the right games and make sure that he's ready for, you know, when the important time of the season comes around.
Adam, in terms of the season, we were conceding a lot more goals at the start of the season, but that seems to have ceased now. And why do you think that is?
Johnny, mainly. No, we have been defending superbly. we were saying again the other day about the centre backs we've got at the club, that even when sort of Chris and Field in there in the cup games earlier, they've looked very good as well. And the competition for places, everyone talks about the strikers, don't they, all the time, but the centre backs, it's just as intense as well. You know, whoever we call upon, we know we're going to be solid there at the back. I think it's just that focus in the team, isn't it, more than anything. I mean, all the players, everyone seems so focused on the next game coming up that we're not going to let this one go, hopefully, like last time, and everyone seems determined to get it right.
Johnny, would you say it's been your best season as a Red, particularly with the goals you've scored?
I think on the scoring front, yeah. I was desperate to get a touch on the goal at the weekend, I was trying to claim it, but and I was looking for it on the video to see if I got any sort of touch, but there was nothing there. Yeah, I think, like I said, you know, from the scoring front, yeah, you know, I was obviously delighted to get, you know, a good return on the goals for myself. And you know, I thought last season, you know, it was my form was good, and I think this year I've managed to sort of maintain that, so I've been pretty pleased, yeah.
And obviously, you signed a new contract just before Christmas. Do you see yourself as a one club man?
I would like to be. You know, I love this club and been a fan all my life, so you know, that's something that I aim for, and you know, at the minute I don't want to leave, so I don't see why not.
Which of your teammates do you think have improved most this season?
Probably Raphael. You know, we both sort of made a breakthrough into the first team in the same sort of season, and you know, he's obviously a lot younger than me, and I think you'll see the progression from him has been outstanding. I mean, his hunger for the game, you know, you can't question that. You know, he's just got this unbelievable energy. But I think everyone's starting to see the sort of maturity in his game. You know, he's starting to make the right decisions on the pitch, and you know, his performances have been outstanding.
Yourself, Adam, who would you say?
I think, yeah, Raphael has been excellent, hasn't he? I mean, David De Gea, I think's come on leaps and bounds as well. Like Johnny says, he's playing regularly and he looks the part, doesn't he? He looks like he's going to be a really top goalkeeper. I think, you know, there's progress all around the team, isn't there? And that's been shown the results, really, this season.
I think I've been pleased with how Danny Welbeck's played this season. I think people as well have realised what he brings to the team. I mean, he's not always been scoring loads and loads of goals this season, but I think he does bring a lot to the team. He brings other players into play, and I've been really impressed with what he's done. I think the fact that people now are starting to see him as being an important player in the side, I think, you know, that's great for him and great for the club as well.
Okay, so moving on to the Premier League, and Manchester United host Premier League strugglers Reading at Old Trafford on Saturday. And what type of game can we expect, Adam?
They've got rid of the manager, haven't they? And it's happened a few times this season to us. So it's very hard to say. Some teams are galvanised, aren't they, when they change manager? But they did seem to be in a bit of a rut. They had a great January and then have slipped in the last couple of games again. And they've got a very hard run, I think. I think they've got Arsenal away after United. So it'll be interesting to see what they do with the new manager, whether they do get one in time for the match or whether they just sort of let these two games go and then try and make a change. But you think they're going to be running out of time, really. So they've given us two good games, haven't they, in both the Cup and the league. So I don't think it'll be easy, you know, and they'll certainly come here and make life difficult for us. But hopefully we'll have enough to get back, hopefully either extend the lead, depending on what City have done earlier in the day.
I'm always a bit wary when you get a club without a manager, because you always think the players are perhaps trying to sort of prove themselves to the new guy coming in, and you always sort of think you're never sure what type of performance you're going to get from the opposition side. So it is a little bit worrying, but you'd hope that we can sort of finish off this run of home games with another league win.
Well, we've met Reading twice this season, Johnny, but in terms of the overall games this season, the 4-3 game against Reading must stand out for you.
Yeah, it was a crazy game. 4-3 at half time. That was another game of two halves, I suppose you could say. But I was really impressed with them when we played them away. And, you know, I was actually pretty surprised. You know, I think, did we go 2-0 up against Reading in the FA Cup? And then they came back with,
yeah,
they got a goal back.
Back,
you know, both performances, I thought, you know, like I say, I was very surprised. And, you know, the amount of sort of firepower they've got up front. The away game in Reading in the league was just the first half, like I say, was just so fast and furious, and they were putting balls in the box, and it was real typical away Premier League game. And you know, like I say, the FA Cup game, you know, they did well to come back and have a good go at us in the end.
We've seen a real concentration and determination in the last four Premier League encounters, Ben. Do you think that's down to the heartache of last year?
I think so, yeah. I mean, when you speak to a lot of the players, when we do interviews, that is referenced quite a lot, what happened last season, and trying to, you know, make sure that doesn't happen again. But I think it's in the mentality of the club that once we get to this stage of the season, that you've really got to turn it on and do the job. And I think we've seen that in the last few performances, against Everton, Southampton, Fulham. You know, there's been quite a few where it's been really professional, go out there, get the job done. And and that's great to see, because that's what we need to do. We need to see these games out.
Are you excited by this part of the season?
Yeah, but obviously the position we're in at the minute, we just can't wait to get each game over with. And I think, like you mentioned earlier, especially coming up to this international break, it's important to get this series of home games, take all maximum points. I think it'll be a massive, boost for us, really. As we come back from the internationals, we think we've got an away fixture at Sunderland, which is going to be a tough game. And, but I think, taking the Reading game at the weekend, just make sure we get the 3 points there.
And do you feel like this is a season that's gone quite fast?
In certain respects, yeah. I mean, there's obviously, you think back to the start of the season, it seems so far away. But, when you're involved in it and you're in the mix, it's just everything just goes so quickly and the games are coming thick and fast. And how many games have we got now? How many league games is it? 9 or 8 or something? Yeah, so it doesn't seem that long, but that's probably 2 months worth of fixtures that are going to be dragged out, and it's going to be a tough time for us.
Did you ever imagine being 12 points clear at this stage of the season?
No, not at all. It sounds like a lot, but really it's only a difference of 4 games, really. And we all seen what happened last year, so it's just up to us to make sure that that doesn't happen again. I know we keep saying that, but I think there will be an extra determination from us this year to, we've hopefully learned from that experience.
I think Cardiff were well clear, weren't they, in the Championship, and their lead seems to have been whittled away.
I think it's 4 points now.
Coey's team, aren't they, at the second.
Yeah.
So closed the gap right down, and yet a few weeks ago everyone said, oh, they're home and hose, Cardiff,
right,
they
yeah.
never get caught. So it does show you.
Okay, let's get to know Johnny Evans. Firstly, Johnny, Tato crisps or Walker's crisps?
Tato, of course. I have to stay true to Northern Ireland.
Well, George Best or Norman Whiteside?
George Best.
Take That or Boyzone?
Take That.
Darts or snooker?
Snooker.
Eamon Holmes or Adrian Charles?
Eamon.
Night in or night out?
Night in.
Father Ted or Vicar of Dibley?
Father Ted.
Wolves away or Newcastle away, your goal?
Newcastle.
And finally, Harlem Shake or Gangnam Style?
Gangnam Style.
Okay, just some fans' questions then for you, Johnny. Firstly, it's from Doran in London, and he says, do you think you have a good balance of traits from Rio and Vidic?
I don't really sort of try and compare myself to Rio or Vidic. They're both unbelievable players. I'll just try and concentrate my own game, really. And there are certain points of their game which I do really admire. I admire Rio's composure, and you can't help but admire Vidic's out and out defending ability of attacking the ball and his strength. So they are. I suppose there are certain bits of their game which I do look up to, and I think that's what the level I have to get to. But I don't try and copy them. Exactly how they play. Otherwise, I would be taking my eye off my own game.
Gary in Bolton says, "What's your relationship like with the defenders, and how do you encourage each other in training?"
Relationship's brilliant. I think we've come to realise, the manager chops and changes the team all the time. So he tends to pick players on, the opposition, really. He doesn't just pick players, if they are playing well. Obviously, if you're playing really well, he's not going to leave you out. But there'll be certain games coming up where you think, I'll play him in that game because it really suits him. So I think that sort of takes away the animosity, really, amongst the lads if someone's coming in and taking your place, because you understand that the manager's doing it for the right reason.
Andrew in Dublin says, can you see yourself as a future captain? You have all the traits required, commanding, organising, teammates, etc.
I would like to be one day, but I haven't really got to the point where I've thought, you know, it's obviously an ambition. It was something, an ambition when I was younger. Everyone wants to be captain of Manchester United, but I've never, in recent times, that just seems a long way off. I think you look at the captains over the last couple of years, they're close to 30 before they get the nod to be. So, and there's plenty of players, above me who I'm sure want it, are in line to get it before me.
And Martin in Manchester says, can you chip in a few quid for pound for CR7, the Twitter campaign to get Ronaldo back to Old Trafford? Mm-hmm. And what was it like playing against Ronaldo?
I'll chip in more than a pound, all right. I said before, I probably took it for granted when he was here, how good he was. And it was my first season in the first team, first full season. And he was scoring goals from all angles. And I thought, this is what it's like every week at Old Trafford. The range of goals and the way he scored goals, and he scored them with ease, really. I took it for granted. And I think now, you'd love to have him back here. And, obviously he's gone on to become obviously one of the best players in the world between him and Messi. So, we definitely wouldn't turn him away.
Okay, thanks, Johnny, for joining us on the podcast today. Have you enjoyed it?
Yeah, I've loved it. It's been great talking about future games coming up and games gone by. Thank you very much.
Okay, thanks to Adam, to Ben, and of course, Johnny Evans for joining us today. I've been MUTV's Helen McConnell, and thank you for listening.